Hi guys, hello everyone, Wagwan. Welcome to another episode of Banter With Chell podcast. And today you have your favorite host, Michelle, myself, okay? What have we been up to? Today is Monday and it's been so chill here, so cold. I've been under the duvet. I've not stood up until when I wanted to do this podcast. It rained all night yesterday, so I woke up quite late. I woke up around past 8 and have had like some coffee runs and back to the bed. So I decided to just, you know, put out the podcast there. As to my recent thoughts, so today I'll be talking about friends that has made it. Yeah, friends that have made it, friends that has attained a certain wealth or are successful in something, in their brand, in whatever it is they are doing. So how many friends will genuinely tell you how they make their money? This has got me thinking because I've happened to be in situations where I'd request on tips, maybe for a business I want to start or something, and I'll request for tips from friends that are already in that business. And then I just noticed that okay, they find it very, very, very hard to divulge information at all about their business. I'm not asking you to give me a rundown of how you run your day-to-day activities in your own business or your own brand. All I'm asking for is okay, necessary tips as a starter, but they wouldn't tell you these things. You would want to start a business and you'd ask your friend that is already successful in the same business as to the types of business where they import from, you know, and then they start turning you about, they start telling you very impossible things, how to climb 7 mountains, 7 valleys, 12 rivers across the ocean, you know, to do things. And then you're like, you don't think it should be all that hard. You don't think it should be all that impossible. But I just feel that it is because they want to kind of discourage you. So they'd like be the only one that would be successful in that niche. Some people genuinely just see themselves above you. And then when you request things like that from them, they see you as wanting to take their place, position, you know, get all of their customers. And I'm like, it doesn't necessarily have to be true because the sky is big enough for everybody to be successful. So I'd say today that lighting another person's path does not dim yours. The sky is big enough for every single person to succeed. Lend a hand to a friend when it's necessary. We should all do that. And that's all I have for us today. So, if you've had similar situations where friends have not like come true for you when you need them as regards the business, do send a voice message to me on Anchor and I'll reply you and share it anonymously if you want to. Bye guys.